Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A big thanks to everyone involved in today's show, including Anthony Heron. I appreciate him spending some time with us on the show today. Thanks to the guys, he did a really good job of hustling to get the Mitchell Trubisky stuff to us. And it was fun to be back. I was happy to be back. I'm glad that I got my vacation done. Before I bring in McNeil and Parkins, I would like to say that while I was on vacation, I found out about Pat Huebner, Fred's wife, and I adored her. She was one of those people that when you were around her, you felt better about life. And part of the reason that I have people over on Wildcard Weekend or Championship Sunday is because Fred, when I was the producer for Murph and Fred, used to have us over all the time on Wildcard Sunday. And Pat would make sure that all of us were taken care of. Incredible lady, incredible educator, and she will be missed very much. And with that, I bring in the boys with McNeil and Parkins. Hello, man.
Good to see you,
Welcome
Lawrence.
Welcome back, Lawrence.
Let me echo that. The room was always a brighter, better room when Pat and Fred Huebner were in it together. And I share your feelings and condolences to Fred. Pat and Fred both have been through a ton with the Big C, and it was not shocking news, but it's still devastating news.
I mean, she struggled for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, it was about a year or so ago where I ran into Fred at a concert and spent the entire evening with him enjoying Todd Rundgren's Utopia. And he was in a terrific mood that night. But, man, he's had a lot to deal with. The suffering is over. That's, you know, the old cliche, but it does ring true because she had been to hell and back.
Yeah, a delightful woman.
She really was.
Who listened a lot. And she would always, you know, every now and again, I get a little tweak from Pat about something that I was doing on the air or the boys were doing on the air. And she would occasionally tell us, they can take it.
Yeah.
Mess with them some more. So I always like that about Pat. Just a really great, great human being. It's good to see you Max.
Yeah, you too, man. You sound recharged. I tried to sound that way Monday. I was up north fighting. You're in the warm confines of a casino in Sin City, and I'm up there in 20-degree weather in Ontario this past Sunday for a magnificent day in the water, but it was awfully cold fishing in ice showers and snow showers.
I thought that you had said that the forecast was like 50
for that. Well, they said we had one good day. That's what my pal Wayner said. Hello, Wayner, it's Dano, and he said, "Oh, you're coming in for a good week. It's going to be nice Monday." Nice meant it got to 50 because it hadn't been to 50 in some time there.
Yeah, their but that picture you posted didn't look like 50. That looked subarctic.
No. Yeah, it was. Winter is you know, not kind in Canada. And it's long, too.
And Lawrence, I learned this because I know nothing about musky hunting or fishing other than what Mac tells me, but on your casting hand, you can't wear a glove.
Why not?
I don't really know.
You can't feel the line as it goes out. You have to be in contact with your line when you make your cast, so your casting hand is going to suffer a little bit.
So he's in the 20-degree range for 7 hours on the water throwing casts.
I've got an Under Armour like Thinsulate that is super thin, but it's not water resistant, and your hand is going to get wet when you go fishing, whether you put your hand in the water or not. The line is going to be wet, so it's only going to be good for 20 minutes. Just completely worthless after that. But we plowed through and happy to get back. I caught a ton of NFL on Sirius XM on Sunday. That was fun with 800 miles of windshield time, the whip around they do on 88.
That.
And then checking in, Bob Greasy, I had to find out. The Dolphins are rallying, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to lead them down the field to victory.
And then the worst two-point conversion play you've ever seen. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Bob not so happy with that. But he was thrilled to have a veteran quarterback leading his team down the field. Are you watching, Josh Rosen? Is that his name? He's very unsure of himself.
But they announced today he's going to get his wish. They're going with the veteran, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yep. After the game, saying that Josh Rosen's the starter, a couple days later going to Fitz.
I don't know what that does for you.
Makes them better. I don't think they should be trying to win.
Which is terrible. That's not...
Yeah, but see, I obviously agree with you.
Your chance of winning, yes. That's what it does.
But Josh Rosen is screwed anyway, man. He's been dealt...
I feel terrible for him.
He's been dealt a terrible hand. I saw something crazy that going back to college, I think it's 7 offensive coordinators in 4 years or something crazy, because he's played on multiple teams and there have been multiple coaching firings since he's been in the NFL. It's some ungodly number that he's played on recently, and there's no situation where you can win. But Brian Flores also, I also feel badly for him because
he's not going to be given a chance to turn it around.
No, and you hire a defensive coach and then you tank. And then they're going to go 0-16.
And then they're going to match an offensive coach with Tua.
Or whoever they take.
Or whomever is or Jalen Hurts or whoever is at the top of the draft at the end.
Exactly. And then he'll have 0-16 on his resume forever. So he's been – so I'll be shocked if he gets a second
head
coaching
gig. Very few in that
club,
though, if that's a dubious distinction, right? Only one other guy. Rod Marinelli is the only other guy who's authored a 0-16, right?
Did Cleveland do it?
No, yeah, Cleveland did it a couple years ago, too? Yeah. There were three. Okay. There was the Lions team, a Browns team, and now this Dolphins team is spiraling in that direction.
Yep. The good thing for Flores is that Belichick will keep an office open for him.
Yeah, but, you know, it's tough for a minority candidate to get a head coaching job in the first place. It's tough for a defensive coach to get a head coaching job in this era of the NFL. And so you get a black defensive coach who gets a gig in the division to go up against the guy who taught him how to coach. And the hand you're dealt is 2-7 offsuit, the Miami Dolphins.
How would you feel if Josh Rosen was added to the Bears quarterback room?
I think that they're going to do something like that next year. I think that they're going to do something. Like, this year was about quarterback incubator. They basically copied exactly what Philly did for Carson Wentz. Head coach, former quarterback, offensive coordinator, former quarterback.
They got like 6 quarterbacks.
QB coach, former quarterback, backup quarterback is a coach, player coach, which I supported. I think that was the right thing to do. Super complicated offense. But if Trubisky's bad next year, I will be floored if the backup quarterback isn't
Young guy, somebody.
With upside. Whether it's
second round pick,
fifth round pick, Marcus Mariota, Josh Rosen, Alex Smith, if he actually can ever play football again, which I would be very surprised about. And if he's that guy, he probably beats Trubisky for the job. But I think it'll be someone with upside, as opposed to Chase Daniel, who has none.
Trubisky was really perky today.
He's
happy to be out there. I like what he said, actually, sincerely. And it sounds like he's going to go. That's my interpretation. I don't know if you inferred anything different from it.
The only caveat I would put on it is a couple of days of practice. Like, you know, if there's something fluky that happens in practice and he lands on the shoulder and is like, I don't know if I can. But other than that, I expect him to start.
Hub pressed him on his pain level when he's throwing, and he said it doesn't bother him when he's throwing. And he said if he goes, his intention is to play football, and there are no restrictions on him. Now, he's only, I think, run the ball, 5 or 6 times this year? He has very few carries in his 3 games, and I think everybody has forgotten that he's played 3 games. There is this cloud that hangs over number 10, and it should have dissipated some after the Washington game, but it really didn't. And he had a decent series, 6 plays of it against the Vikings. But after the Raiders lost, the stakes are higher for this one, and this is a damn formidable opponent they've got to line up against on Sunday. So I'm hopeful. I don't know what they're going to do to help him in terms of getting some semblance of running game going, but Matt Nagy's been talking about that really since the midway point of last year. We got to figure out a way to run the football. You've had 2 weeks now. What have you figured out? We'll find out Sunday.
I kind of, not this particular opponent, because I think this particular opponent, what I'm proposing would be hard. I kind of wish this game was on the road. The game that Mitch comes back is on the road because
of the crowd, huh? You think well,
I mean, they were looking for him against Green Bay.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you, silly, but really.
Not this particular opponent, because that's the worst place.
The Superdome is the worst place. I understand what you're saying. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX, HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. I'll say I hope that when this game happens, if Trubisky does in fact play, I hope that no one makes excuses for him on the back end of it, because in the NFL, if you're out there and you're good enough to go, then you're good enough to go. And if you're too hurt to play, then you sit. And Drew Brees is out, and it sounds like Kamara might be out. And in the NFL, it's not who you play, but it's when you play them. You're getting the Saints off of a bye at home without their two best offensive players or two of their three, wherever right. you want to put Mike Thomas. This is as close to a must-win game for the Bears as you can get. So I don't want to hear excuses
that
about
he was limited.
Jet lag or limited or rust or if they're a Super Bowl contender, they win this game. They're a 3.5-point favorite. You have to win.
I know that we talk about the NFC a lot in our transitions. Now you got to start looking at the wild card too.
Of course.
Because it looks like two teams are coming out of the NFC West. And maybe three if the Rams can get their ish together. But you're already running out of spots. And Green Bay seems a mile away from them right now, just with the records. I don't know if they're any good. And Monday didn't help me figure that out.
I think they're good. And speaking of another huge game, the Bears are probably going to have to win in Lambeau if they want to win the division. In terms of tiebreakers, that's obviously far down the road, but I don't really see a path that's realistic for the Bears to the playoffs in this NFC if they can't figure out a way to win this game. I know they'd be 3-3 through six, and plenty of teams have overcome that, but this is a game you should win if you're a legitimate contender, even though they might be the best team in the NFC. And I know that's high stakes, but I really think this is a huge game.
Rich Campbell from the Tribune will check in with us today from Hallis Hall at 4 o'clock for his weekly visit on our show. And we'll review things Matt Nagy said today, the Mitch Trubisky news conference, and continue to talk about a Bears defense without one of its best players for at least 8 weeks. And that's Akeem Hicks. And the more I've thought about it since we got news yesterday that it's official, he's IR'd, the more the sky is falling in my world. Because what you got here are backups who now are going to be playing more than 20 to 30 snaps a game. You're going to, just like Boomer Esiason's head of Chase Daniel, the more you see, the less you'll like. That's a very real possibility with guys who are there on your roster to provide depth. And who's behind them to provide those 20 to 30 snaps when you're substituting to keep people fresh? It's a very big loss for this football team. Anybody who dismisses it because you saw 97 play great against the Vikings when 96 went out, we got a long way to go here with 11 games left, and that is a monster of a talent you've just lost.
I think that he is one of the most underappreciated players in Bears history. And he's appreciated.
I heard you say that earlier today. I certainly appreciate it. I thought he was their best player last year on defense.
He's appreciated. And you know what? Wani agrees with you. Wani and I had this conversation on Monday. He is an impactful player that forces allocation of resources.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guys have to prove that. And it's not just in one game, but they have to prove it over and over and over again. And I think that you're going to see Mac get a lot of attention this week, and it's going to be up to the rest of the guys, the pass rushers, to do something about that. You have to win those one-on-one battles, and sometimes you have to win on the inside double teams. I don't know if guys can do that, even the collective can do that as well as Akeem Hicks does by himself.
Yeah, huge loss.
No question.
Didn't sell it enough yesterday, but we got the rest of the week.
Sure you do.
It's only Wednesday.
Plenty of time. Lawrence, good to see you. Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you, men. Have a wonderful show today.
We have other plans. We're going to do our show.
That's exactly right.
That's kind of old,
we'll,
isn't it?
We'll do our best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.